Well, see, that's one thing I also love about the different forums. There are so many different people and the different types of machines they use or different types of equipment they have. And everybody does it differently. And, you know, like if you listen to some podcasts, it's like a 20-minute chore just to get their equipment set up. And then there's other people who spend hours and hours just preparing for one show. And I think it's really amazing. And then there's other people that go, hi, I'm going to talk for 20 minutes, put a little music at the beginning, music at the end, and oh, we're done. By the way, here we go. But I don't know. I just think it's really amazing how, you know, each one has their own thing.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
20-minute chore.
Hi, I'm going to play... Big Fatty, you fucked it up! Hi, I'm going to talk for 20 minutes, play a little music at the beginning and at the end, and here we go. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 816 of the BFO for Thursday, the 17th of March 2011, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Big Fatty, there's not enough time to say it with you. And happy St. Patty's Day to you out there in Fatville. And I hope your Thursday and St. Patty's Day is going well for you, because Fatty O'Hattie is... Big Fatty, you don't know what the hell you're doing. Just let people enjoy the music and talk to them. Hi, everyone. Poor Big Fatty. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, it is indeed. It is indeed the day when everyone is Mexican. And, y'all, it is St. Patrick's Day. And, y'all, you know... I gotta have me some cone beef. Oh, I gotta have green beer. Oh, I gotta find the pot of gold. Oh, I gotta have my lucky charms. Oh, look at the little leprechaun. And, but y'all, one of the things about St. Patrick's Day that Big Fatty couldn't answer was, why do you pinch people on St. Patrick's Day if they're not wearing green? Y'all, I had no idea what the answer was, but y'all, I went over to the goggle, and y'all, it says, started as an American tradition in the 1700s, tales say that leprechauns and other fairy creatures would pinch people they could see. Wearing green made you invisible to these creatures, preventing you from being pinched. So people pinch people to remind them of the leprechaun's sneaky little pinch. Big Fatty, that is vulgar. Y'all, who doesn't love a sneaky little pinch? Yes, Big Fatty, a sneaky little pinch. So anyway, y'all, I hope your Thursday's going well. Y'all, the week is really just zooming by here. Let's see what y'all. By the way, an update on the daylight saving time. Y'all, I have not slept worth a tinker's damn, not worth a shit. Ever since we switched over, and y'all, I was hoping it'd be better by now, but it didn't. It just is not. Now, y'all, today at the coal mine, we had the former coal miners luncheon, y'all, and I don't know if I tell you what, y'all, I don't know if she was there or not, but we'll just play this just in case she was. Y'all, today was the former old coal miners luncheon today, and y'all, the theme today was the King and I. And y'all, I don't get the connection here, except it was Oriental, but y'all, it was lo mein with tofu and vegetarian egg rolls, and there was some sort of something else, and some soup. So hot and sour soup, and a Oriental garden salad. And the only thing that made it Oriental was they put mandarin oranges in it. But y'all had the skull been there, I'd say I hate her. Y'all, at the coal mine today, Big Fatty was asked to judge a speaking contest for coal miners. And y'all, there were 10 participants, and y'all, they had a choice of topics, and this is for some sort of coal miners award for speaking. And I did this last week also, they choose the topic, and they have to speak between 4 and a half minutes and 7 minutes. And they are points deducted if they speak less or if they speak more. And y'all, some of the topics were just very interesting. One coal miner talked about how the education system was being ruined by the U.S. News and World Report rankings of colleges. And I'm like, okay. And then one talked about, the topic was, who is she? And y'all, he went on to tell about who she was. Can you find out? She was Uganda or someplace like that. And then another one talked about the basketball tournament going on. And then another one talked about integrity and how they had to testify in a court of law against a parental unit. And then there was somebody talked about the Muslim law versus American law, and I don't remember what else was talked about, but somebody talked about blowing up disco records. Big Fatty! So, y'all, it was just an array of topics, and anyway, the individual that I thought did the best job was one of the finalists, and y'all, they will advance to the finals on the 6th of April. So that's good. Y'all, I was supposed to have a horror meeting on Wednesday evening, but Granny is out of town, and Miss Porter does not like it when Granny is out of town. He doesn't sleep well, and he's a bundle of nerves. But Miss Porter called me and said, "Big Fatty, do we have to have this meeting? I'm just exhausted, and we don't really have anything to talk about." I said, "I don't give a fuck." You know, because y'all, meetings are a four-letter word. I don't know if you knew that or not. But anyway, so we canceled it. And so there you have it. I have an evening to myself. I thought there might have been a gentleman caller this evening, but evidently that has fallen through. Unless, of course, the cellular telephonic device rings during the little show. And, but y'all, I don't anticipate that happening. So anyway, so I don't know if I'm going to go to the Publix when I finish up here or not, but, I certainly can. But, y'all, the basketball tournament is on, and I'm going to be watching some of that. And, so we'll just say, y'all, I need to look at some of this shit that my mother has sent me to see if there's any of it worth reading. Let's see here now. Let's just see. Here are some ideas to keep retirees occupied. You know what? There were some of these new words that I never finished talking about on a previous show. Let's just go over here. Y'all, I never got to the winners. Winning submissions to the yearly contest in which readers are asked to supply alternate meanings for common words. And y'all, this is kind of different from what I read before. Coffee, for instance. Coffee is the person upon whom one coughs. Big Fatty, flabbergasted. Dear gosh, Big Fatty, this one sounds like you. Appalled by discovering how much weight one has gained. Flabbergasted. Abdicate. To give up all hope of ever having a flat stomach. Big Fatty, you have abdicated many times. Esplanade. To attempt an explanation while drunk. Big Fatty. Willy-nilly. Impotent. Big Fatty, that's a good one. Negligent. Absent-mindedly answering the dough while only wearing a camisole or a nightgown. Negligent. Oh, dear God. See, limp. To walk with a lisp. Ah! Gargoyle. Olive-flavored mouthwash. Flatulence. Big Fatty, this one's got you all over it. Emergency vehicle that picks up someone who has been run over by a steamroller. Balderdash, a rapidly receding hairline. Testicle, a humorous question on an exam. Rectitude, the formal, dignified bearing adopted by proctologists. Pokemon, a Rastafarian proctologist. I don't know what that means. Oyster, a person who sprinkles his conversations with Yiddishisms. Frisbeterianism. Y'all, these sounds like words that Big Fatty has made up. The belief that after death, the soul flies up onto the roof and gets stuck there. And y'all, the last one is circumvent, an opening in the front of boxer shorts worn by Jewish men. Circumvent. Okay, Big Fatty, please move forward. Don't read any more of that shit. Y'all, I really don't have anything for today, as you can probably tell. And so, y'all, I'm going to do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update.
Now, y'all, I'm going to finish up the entertainment preview that I've been dragging you along. Y'all, we got up through Tuesday of the cruise. So, y'all, we're going to Wednesday the 30th. And on the 30th, we are having the classic disco tea dance, and they are referring to it. to it as Revival. And y'all, this will be poolside from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. And the music we all started out with is back and better than ever. If you weren't around for it then now's the time to learn. Excessive hair, oversized shoes, and slimy shirts are optional. Slimy. That Wednesday evening, one of my favorites and one of Granny and Miss Porter's favorites at 8:30 and 10:30 p.m. is Miss Richfield 1981. Y'all, it is not only Atlantis's 20th anniversarium, it is Miss Richfield's as well. Miss Richfield presents an all-new show called 30 Years on the Throne to celebrate. Yes, Big Fatty, 30 years on the throne. That's you. Oh, Lord, y'all. And if you don't know who Miss Richfield is, y'all, go over there and goggle it right now. Miss Richfield, MissRichfield, 1981. Y'all, this entertainer is absolutely batshit crazy. And, y'all, she's fabulous. She is just fabulous. Big Fatty does not care for the drag queens. But, y'all, let me just tell you, Miss Richfield 1981 is an exception to the rule. Y'all, then, that evening at 11 p.m. in the Vortex Lounge, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Y'all, it's going to be the 80s party, and that is the new wave is back in black, and we're all pretty in pink as DJ Guy Smith helps us relive the best and the worst of 80s music. Y'all, Thursday, and when we are in St. Lucia, that evening at 8:30 and 10:30 p.m., y'all, the surprise guest star, we will be back on the boat by then, but the surprise guest star will be appearing. Y'all, and they said here, y'all, they never tell us who it's going to be, and they give us a clue, but it doesn't, you know, it's very hard to get it. And y'all, it says, we needed a goggle-proof clue. All we know is that if you search for tonight's entertainer, you'll find them heading your way in theater, film, stage, and TV. More later. Okay. And y'all, that is why I think that it might be that Ricky Martin, even though that Kim Beaver called him Dickie Martin. Back at it, because it's vulgar. And y'all, then that Thursday evening, poolside at 11 p.m., is the Atlantis White Party. Racist! 2,000 of us in white dancing under the stars on the top deck of a luxury cruise ship in the Caribbean. Need we say more? And y'all, Big Fatty always bucks the system. And y'all, I wear my black leather to that because, you know, I am not a conformist. And y'all, then on Friday, and y'all, that is the 1st of April. That is April Fool's Day. we will leave St. Martin, and then from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. will be the final rinse tea dance. Y'all, it is time to wash it all up, over and away with the last dance under the Caribbean sun. Music by DJ Phil B. And y'all, then at 8:30 that evening, in the theater, it is the Vibology. And y'all, that is the Royal Caribbean Singers and Dancers celebrating the hottest music of today with one last spectacular production show. And then at 10:30 p.m., they have Brad Lockley's. Somebody from the Comedy Showcase, Lockley, L-O-E-C-K-L-E. Brad Lockley's Last Laugh. We let Brad have the last word, and for a good reason. He's hilarious, just like cancer. So, and y'all, did I mention that they are having, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but y'all, that Friday evening before we board the boat on the 26th, that Friday evening the 25th, they are having a welcome cocktail party. Join us at the Caribe Hilton for a welcome cocktail and cruise kickoff party open to all Serenade cruise guests regardless of where you're staying. See the signs at the hotel. And y'all, there's no cover, and there's a cash bar. And y'all, then later that evening, at the Eagle Bar, they are having the Joy Sail Away at the Eagle. And y'all, that says San Juan's newest gay bar kicks off the weekend in style as DJ Nando spins till the wee hours of the morning. You'll receive free admission by simply letting the doorman know, that you're an Atlantis guest. Yes, Big Freddy, that sounds just lovely. So, anyway, y'all, I think that's pretty much it for the entertainment schedule on the cruise. Now, I do want to let you know that I am going to be recording shows all that week. But now, y'all, as you know, from previous cruises, the internet is kind of dodgy, so I don't know that you're going to get a show every day the week of the 28th through the 1st of April. So, but I'll be recording them and they'll be uploaded. Y'all, even if you don't get a show every day that week, y'all, you know what you're gonna get. And I believe the Ramble Reed Heed summed it up quite nicely.
20-minute chore.
Yes, it's a chore, Big Fatty. 20 minutes of hell.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Meow!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.